Welcome to the Smoking One With Trip podcast. It is a Friday, July 24th. And hey, I got a bone to pick with y'all, man. I want to know why nobody told me that they make apple pie breakfast claws. Bruh, I had an apple pie breakfast claw this morning, and that motherfucker was so damn good. No cap. So I went in my dad's office, right? Got the little donut, whatever. It wasn't no little donut. Let me say that. That motherfucker was hella big. Grabbed a donut. I come out and it's got like the little toes or whatever to the claw. And I was like, oh, you know, I try to get some to a couple of the crew members. He's like, Yeah. Let me get one of the toes. One of the other homeboys grabbed one of the toes. And then I was like, all right, well, shit, I might as well start with the toes too. So I put that motherfucker in the microwave for like not even 30 seconds, just to get it a little warm, you know. I like my donuts warm. Of course, I can eat a donut fucking freezing probably, but I like my donuts nice and warm and feeling a little fresh. So I put it in the microwave, let it run a little bit, got it nice and warm on the outside. Boom, started pulling off the little toes, started eating them. Then I get to the middle, and as soon as I bit into the middle, I said, oh, shit, what the fuck is going on here? I look, and it's just oozing, just that apple little pieces with that little cinnamon, and ooh, nigga. I know you could taste it right now. If you haven't tasted it, you need to find you one. If you're local around here, around Woodland, right over there at the Donut Star, I believe it's called. They got the hookup over there. But yeah, I bit into that motherfucker and that apple just started oozing in my mouth. I said, oh, we done hit the jackpot today, fellas. Man, one of the other dudes who I gave one of the little toes to, he's like, yeah, you didn't know that? I said, nigga, do it look like I know it? Does it look like I know it? I did not notice. You see how excited I am just to bite in this motherfucker? Just jizzed all in my mouth like this. Just, bruh. Oh, deliciousness. So after I took that bite and I felt that little apple and I seen it, I said, oh, bro, we got to heat this up some more. This apple pie right here, for real. Put that thing in the microwave for a little bit longer. Oh, so good. All I needed was some milk. I had some water, but some milk would have really just, made it just right, you know? And it was a nice switch up to my breakfast, too, because I'm going to be honest with y'all. Normally, for my breakfast during break at work, I'm having peanuts and water. Yeah, little salted peanuts, you know, them little tin cans from Costco. Yeah, some salted peanuts and some water for breakfast. I was going hard. I actually got one left. I was eating those little Chobani flips. But the s'mores, them s'mores go hard. I smash on them s'mores. I get like one of those, or I get one of those Nature Valley crunchy things, you know, that break into a bazillion pieces while you bite it. For real. That's been my breakfast for the past fucking couple weeks now. I was trying those little breakfast essentials, you know, those little chocolate drink shakes. If you don't know about them, let me tell you, they're fucking delicious. And they're good, like, for the breakfast. If you like me, because I don't really like eating breakfast. Sometimes when I eat breakfast, I feel like I'm getting sick. But, man, I pop one of those little milkshakes, and I'm good to go. They got all your little nutrients, proteins, all that other shit. You know, you trying to be healthy or whatnot. Which I do need to get back on my healthy shit. I'm not even going front. I did go hiking for the first time in my life. Last Saturday. Yeah, man, we went to the Mir Redwoods up there by, or I should say down there, because we above it. But, you know, if you want to get technical. Yeah, we went down to Mill Valley by San Rafael over by the Bay Area and shit. And when you get there, you start, they have a one-way entrance, because, you know, especially with this COVID, you're not supposed to be going, like, against traffic and stuff. Like even in the in like Walmart and the supermarkets, you're only supposed to walk like one direction through the aisle. Of course, nobody pays attention to that shit or is even adhering to that shit. But that just with this shit going on, you're not supposed to be going across traffic like that. But yeah, they when you get there, they got a one way in, and it's all like wooden walkway. Big old wooden planks. It's a wide walk path. Nice. Fucking nice. Walk through. You walk about a mile, probably a mile up this little. It's not even a hill. It's like all flat terrain. Walk a mile on this nice wooden fucking walkway. So you get down to the end and you either have the option. You can turn around and hit one of the bridges over there and keep walking on the nice wooden plank walkway, or you can go like a little alternate route and it takes you up this pretty steep little hill. You gotta climb quite a few fucking steps and makes it like a little actual hike, you feel me? So we had a little baby cart and the whole shit, bro, pulling up the whole stroller up all them steps. It had to be a good 30-40 steps. Bro, they had us getting up there. But nah, it was cool. I enjoyed it. I think I'm going to start going hiking a lot more. Especially, there ain't much to do. Ain't much to do. And I like being out in nature like that and just enjoying the creation. You know what I mean? What God created and put out here. And just admiring the beauty of everything. Especially with all this shit going on, bro. You never know when this... Kim Jong-un gonna drop a nuke on our ass and everything, just leaves all dead, animals all fucked up with three eyes and faux titties and all kind of shit, bro. You never know what could happen. So I just been learning lately to just soak up all this beauty and the opportunities that we're getting right now to still be outside, because you never know. They might put us on fucking lockdown again and say, nah, y'all asses ain't going nowhere. So with all this craziness and madness going on right now in the world, it's just nice to stop and smell the roses, per se. You know what I mean? Given they had not a motherfucking rose in sight at the Redwoods. But you get what I'm... You get my drift. And, man, fellas, I got a question for you. How do you feel about a female buying you flowers? Yeah, I don't know how I feel about it. Me personally, I'd rather take like some other type of gesture. Like flowers is cool. That's a beautiful gesture. Flowers are beautiful. I like to look at them. I don't really like to have them in my possession like that, I guess. But buy me a bouquet of blunts. They don't even have to be rolled up. Like buy me a bouquet of Dutches, some Irish fusion Dutches. Put that motherfucker all nice and neat. Make it look all kind of cool, whatever. And I'll take that. Or not even that. Just buy me a Dutch box. A box of blunts. Instead of some flowers, buy me a box of blunts. And I could rock with that. Or shit, even buy me an ultimate cheeseburger meal from Jack in the Box. Woo, you in the money, shawty. You is in the money. Let me tell you, I'll take that over some flowers any day. And I know the fella's feeling me right now. Hey man, they fucked them flowers. Nigga, give me some else. But nah, I don't know how I feel about that. I was just thinking about that because I was listening to that song Gold Roses by who is it? Rick Ross and featuring Drake, or Drake featuring Rick Ross, where he goes, before I'm gone out of this place, put some flowers in my face. But see, I don't know how I feel about that. Like, put some blunts in my face or put some money in my face, something. You know what I mean? But flowers is cool if that's how you rocking. You feel me? I'm definitely not saying I'd be like, oh, get these flowers out of my face and nothing like that. But, you know, to each his own, I guess you could say. And man, even with going to the Redwoods and enjoying just the beauty out there. And we even seen some deers. And, you know, to niggas, niggas be like, oh, deer, man, look at that deer, look at that deer. But the deer was chilling. They wasn't even tripping off nothing, sitting there eating away, probably like 30-40 yards from us. But I'm sure like people be feeding them and all kind of stuff. That's why they be chilling. They probably be out there all the time. But yeah, nah, even with enjoying all the beauty and shit, I was still in the back of my mind just looking at people, because there was hell of people there. There's a lot more people there than I expected to be there. But even in the back of my mind the whole time, I'm like looking at people wearing masks, who's not wearing their mask, who's fucking touching shit, who's not touching shit. You know what I mean? Just being hella cautious about the COVID and trying to enjoy life at the same time. And that's the fucked up thing right now. It's like, was I really enjoying myself, or was I still like walking by people be like, oh, you know, look, make sure your ass stay all the way on that side, I'll stay on this side. Like, it's ridiculous, bro. But you know, we just living in a world that's changing and right in front of our eyes. I know I just talked to my boy the other day about this. He talking about, oh, well, it's going to go right back to normal. But I sure as shit don't feel like it's going to go back to normal. Man, there's going to be, I'm not saying we're going to have to wear a mask and all this shit for the rest of our lives, but you're going to see a lot more motherfuckers wearing masks. You're going to see a lot more motherfuckers washing their hands. You know what I mean? Maybe this is good though. Maybe motherfuckers going to start being a little more clean. Because I can't even tell you how many times grown ass men I done had to tell, like, see them come out the bathroom or whatever, be like, hey, you wash your hands? Nah. And you, yeah, you better go wash your hands, then quit playing with me. And I remember when this COVID stuff had just started, I was like, I was on the whole sing happy birthday to yourself twice while you're sitting there washing your hands for at least 20 seconds, is it? Something like that. I'd be sitting there and like the people next to me, I'm sitting there counting for them too. For real. And now I'm not even going front. I'm probably down to like 10 seconds. Probably done chopped it in half. But I ain't got sick, so I'm doing something right, I guess, right? But could you imagine being alive during like the Spanish flu or even like the bubonic plague? Bruh, that would be some real scary shit. Like, given this coronavirus, I believe the coronavirus is real and I believe people are dying and things like that. But I do not believe in all these motherfucking numbers they are coming out with. I think personally that they're inflating numbers. Now, you could be like, Trip, shut up on your little conspiracy theorist, whatever. I'm just telling you what the fuck I think. I'm not out here like, oh, they finna implant us with microchips right now and they're finna implement martial law and they're tracking your every move. Guess what, ding dong? They've been tracking your every move, stupid. You got your little iPhone, right? I promise you, Apple got all your shit. Everything they need to know about you, they got right there in your little computer, your little handheld computer. But yeah, nah, I feel like if being alive during that time is totally different than now, because now we got, like, you know, the World Health Organization and the CDC and all those little different organizations and scientists and people who can do the research and get more hold of this virus and get to understanding this virus or even any sickness a lot more quickly than they can normally, or than they did back in the day, I should say. And I can almost guarantee probably 80% of the population now would not have survived back in the day when the virus, the Spanish flu and the bubonic plague was going crazy. I promise you, I could see it now. Because people was dropping like flies then. Imagine now. You know, all these people so damn privileged and spoiled out here. I don't know. I could be tripping. Don't get it twisted. I'm not necessarily worried about the virus for me. I'm worried about the virus for my loved ones. You know what I mean? Like, I'm worried about my grandmother, my mom, my aunts, my uncles. I mean, the older people whose immune system isn't really as tuned in as mine. And who are really susceptible to this disease or this virus. I keep calling it a motherfucking disease. But that's just one thing that I've been trying to do a lot lately, is put myself in other positions and other people's shoes, quote unquote, and just kind of get a feel like, how would I feel during the Spanish flu or the bubonic plague if this was going on and they released a whole statement like, all right, everybody wear masks. And people weren't wearing masks, but I could personally see these people dying off and just going, you know, the whole nation and the whole world going crazy. So I don't know. And especially, I mean, the internet is a blessing and a curse. I think we've all realized that by now. Of course, it's a blessing because now we get information to us so much quicker. But the problem is that information is not filtered. You can't filter the fucking internet. And that means any of these damn bimbo idiot motherfuckers out here can just say whatever the fuck they want to say. And then, but really stand by it. Like, I could sit here and tell you how I feel about the COVID numbers being inflated. But I could also tell you that I could be full of shit. But these dudes are like, no, I'm right. This is what's going on. These motherfuckers trying to kill us. Like, I don't know, bro. We're going to have to wait and see to believe. Because if that doesn't happen, you're going to be looking real fucking stupid. And they convincing as shit. I'm not going to lie. They do be hella convincing. But a lot of that stuff, bro, it's just like, come on now. I done seen plenty of conspiracy theorist things on YouTube. And just like, you have to, it gets to a point where you just got to shut it off. It's like, man, shut the fuck up already. Like, there's a part of me that likes to think that I'm ready for the apocalypse, or I'd be like juiced for the apocalypse, you know, because you see of course you see movies and you just from your imagination, you feel like, oh, bro, I'm finna go do this and I'm finna go do that. And the hell you is, man, you see how quick the toilet paper went out and how many people were stuck without toilet paper. Now, I promise you, I had toilet paper, but you know how many people was complaining to me? How many people I'd be like, bro, do you need like a roll of toilet paper? I can lend you a roll of toilet paper if you need a roll of toilet paper. But nah, so just imagine if we really do end up getting fucked over right now, running out of like toilet paper, soap, you know, people gonna start going nuts. You thought it was crazy when this COVID came out. I know I did when I went to Walmart right here behind my house, bruh, and them shelves was like cleared out almost. I was getting shit that I normally don't even eat. I'm getting off-brand shit. I can't even get Pop-Tarts. I got to get great value Pop-Tarts now. You know what I mean? It ain't cool. So there is a part of me that's worried, like, bro, if shit really kicks off, it's finna be crazy out here. And then there's another part of me that's excited, like, oh, it's finna be a lawless world. We finna go nuts. You know what I mean? But that's going to be the time where people are really going to find out what they made of. I mean, you see this, what's the name of that show? Doomsday Preppers? Bro, them Doomsday Preppers, you know how you be looking at them people and be like, man, these people so damn stupid, they tripping. Now they over there sitting like, yeah, we told y'all so. We fucking told y'all so. But that makes me think, hey, if you guys like post-apocalyptic kind of TV shows, and it's not really like one of those like zombie type post-apocalyptic shows, tune in to The 100 on Netflix. I think it's an actual show on ABC, but Netflix has their season 1 through season 4 or 5, whatever it is. Bruh, pretty damn good show. And it gets me hyped. Like, bruh, I'll be in there. I'll be one of them grounders, vicious, ready to go. Now, depending on the situation, I'm not so sure if I'd be one of those people to, like, take off way out to the country, or if I'd be one of those people right here in the city. Because I feel like if you are right here in the city and you can get through that first like fucking hell wave and you survive through that, bro, you got all these houses, all this stuff. You got all kind of resources out here that you can dig through and go through. Not saying that that'd be right or anything, but I mean, if the people's dead or the people's gone, you know, every man for himself. But I like to think that we are far, far away from a world like that. Anytime soon, at least. But you never know. I'm sure the slaves thought, like, bro, we ain't never gonna get free. And I was thinking the other day, like, bro, I was watching Django. And if you haven't seen Django, you need to go watch it right meow. Bro, good-ass movie. Lightweight Wish it was based on real life, you know what I mean? That'd be crazy. That'd be like our own slave superhero. And of course, we got Harriet Tubman and all that, and the Underground Railroad or whatever. And that's a superhero, of course, in her own light. But I'm talking like a superhero that was going around knocking slave owners off, and you know what I mean? really putting down the justice. But if you haven't seen it, you need to go watch it. Leonardo DiCaprio, Samuel L. Jackson, Jamie Foxx. Jamie Foxx, I just seen, is doing a Mike Tyson movie coming up too. A Mike Tyson, not a documentary, what's it called, a biopic or whatever. And I'm excited for that motherfucker. And that, you know, would you take a punch from Mike Tyson for 50 bands? I say 50 bands because I feel like that's the perfect amount to not be enough, and it's the perfect amount to be enough. You feel me? I know I sure should do it, and not necessarily in the face. Would you take a punch just straight to the gut? Just a nice uppercut, boo, from Mike Tyson for 50 bands. I feel like I would. Might have to just suffer the broken rib or the fucking stomach ache for the next 3 weeks, but I'd be 50 bands richer, you feel me? But David Blaine took a punch in the stomach from, was it Kimbo Slice or maybe Rampage Jackson? I think it was Rampage Jackson. Took a punch straight to the stomach. And if you've seen David Blaine, he's not really the biggest dude. He's not a big dude at all, as a matter of fact. He is a little cut up, and you can tell he's in shape. But he took that punch straight on. And you know what's crazy? Man, rest in peace, Kimbo Slice. That's fucking crazy. I always forget that Kimbo Slice has passed away. But if you've never seen a Kimbo Slice fight in Miami, the street fights, go to YouTube, look up Kimbo Slice right now, and watch those street fights. I know there's one where he damn near pops a dude's eye out of socket, bro. Fucking crazy. And that's weird how, like, people pass away, and it's a big thing. Like, of course, I know he passed away, and I remember he passed away, but, like, for the second that I think of him, it's like, oh, yeah, Kimbo Slice. And then it's like, oh, wait, Kimbo Slice is dead, bro. And yeah, that's crazy. I think just more because it's like unexpected deaths, like more along unexpected deaths. You kind of expect them to be alive still, given no death is expected, I guess you can say, in a way. No, you know what? I take that back. You can expect death. You know, people get sick and get to a point. Like, I think the toughest passing I had to deal with was my grandfather on my mother's side. Passing away. I think I was probably about 16 or so. And he was, you know, we have 2 acres of property. 1 acre is my grandmother and grandfather's lot. And then we have 1 acre that's my parents' lot. And so I basically grew up with my grandparents as well. Grew up in a separate house, but lived, 50 feet from them. So me and my grandfather were really close. And I think that was the toughest one for me. And that was, I shouldn't say expected, but he was very sick, and everybody had their chance to say their goodbyes. And it's not like, you know, where you have so many other situations where you don't get the chance to say goodbye. Now, I'm sure we've all experienced both sides. And if not, if you've never lost somebody unexpectedly, I pray you never do lose anybody unexpectedly. Now, given that that's not to say that it doesn't hurt or the pain is any less, but just some hit a little different than others, you know what I mean? Now, I've also lost my grandmother on my father's side about 5 years ago. And crazy little thing, her death day was on June 7th. And I had a friend come into the room, and when they came into my room, the lights were off, it was dark, and they tripped out and said that they seen a figure of a woman in the corner of my room. And then they left out the door, came back in, and the figure was gone once they identified that they seen the figure. And then I got to thinking, like, wait, today is my Nana's death day. So I just figured that was my Nana chilling with me, you feel me? I know she's probably right here watching me talk about this podcast right now, or talk on this podcast. But nah, I consider myself in the presence of angels at all times anyway. So when people come at me with ghosts or like little demon things and stuff like that, bro. I'm like, whatever. You know, you hear little sounds or stuff in the house. It's like, oh, that's probably my angel. That's probably, you know, that's just one of my, that's one of the homies. Don't even worry about it. And I always try that little, you know, how you've seen the movies, like, if you're here with us, let us know and anything like that. I never get a response. But you know what I'm, you know what I mean? I do consider myself in the presence of angels at all times, because if God is with me, who can be against me? And I know you feel me on that one. And I'm sure having, you know, their I don't want to say names. I do have my grandpa's name on tattooed on me, but their memorials tattooed on me is kind of like Coco. You know, I like to feel like it's Coco. Like they're not, I'm not letting their memory go down. I'm not letting their memory pass, not as long as I'm alive. You feel me? I know if you haven't seen Coco, you need to go watch Coco. I thought the same thing. I was like, man, that's a little kid movie, but that movie was fucking good. I don't care what nobody say. And that'd be a trip to like be able to talk to your past loved ones like that little boy was doing, Coco. But people ask the question all the time, like, if you could talk to a past loved one, who would it be or what would you say? And honestly, I'm not so sure if I would talk about the present as much as I would talk about the afterlife. Like, I would want to know more about the afterlife than know, you know, like, I don't even got a question for him. And or, like, I shouldn't say for him because I'm just thinking about my grandpa as I'm saying this. But I wouldn't even have a question to present necessarily about the present. I'd want to know about his situation first, you know, and be like, man, what's going on over there, fucking Papa? Is you know, is you living right? Is you here? You kicking it with us? You upstairs? You downstairs? You to the left? You to the right? You know what I mean? Like I there'd just be one. I'd want some more knowledge to soak up. And cause yes, I mean, I could be like, you know, I love you, and I want you to know that I love you, and I miss you every day. But I have no doubt in my mind that he knows that already. So if I were to be able to talk to my past loved ones, and I think I'd want to know more about the afterlife and the meaning of life, I guess you could say. And just the, you know, the little life lessons, because I'm sure if we had that opportunity, it wouldn't be, you know, forever. You wouldn't be able to just sit there and talk to the dead forever. But, you know, you'd get your time or whatever. That'd be cool if you just had a certain amount of time that you could use up talking to past loved ones or whatever. But then I'm sure that would mess up the whole game. And I have absolutely no idea how the fuck we even got to this topic. That's funny, bro. I just been going off and how the fuck I go from the redwoods all the way to talking to dead people. I don't know, but shit, we got here. Man, bro, I appreciate y'all tuning in with me. I know I've been lagging on my episode drops lately, and I'm not even going to cat on y'all. I've been trying to get myself together mentally. You know, mental health is wealth. So I've been trying to get myself together so I could be my best version for y'all. You feel me? But stay with me. I appreciate you tuning in. Man, it's a beautiful day. Enjoy your weekend. I will be talking to you guys very soon. And you know I got to leave you with a motivational thought. And that is, it's not who you are that holds you back. It's who you think you're not. So sit on that over the weekend. I'll be back for Tuesday Newsday. Please tune in. Follow me on Instagram at TRIPP_94. Or follow the podcast, you feel me? At Smoking One with Trip. It's simple. Y'all stay blessed. Peace.